SBS Radio.
We are talking to Heather Morris, and we've listened to an interview that I conducted with Heather 12 months ago when her book, The Tattooist of Auschwitz, was published. It was at the beginning of 2018. And since then, The Tattooist of Auschwitz has sold more than 750,000 copies worldwide since it was published. Shalom, Heather, and welcome to SBS Radio.
Hello, and thank you so much for getting back to me. I'm delighted to be talking to you again.
Well, I think that what you've done is just incredible, because I'll tell you just a little anecdote. I was on a cruise recently, and just by the pool, I saw a man reading the book. And I went up to him, and I introduced myself, and I asked him, "Tell me, how come you are reading this book, and did you know anything?" And he said to me, he's so grateful that this book was written because he knew nothing about the Holocaust, and he was recommended to read the book. So at least he got the idea of what happened just in our parents' generation, which is just horrific.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for sharing that.
What feedback do you get from all the readers and from all those people that read the book?
I am overwhelmed by the, and I say this, literally thousands of people who have written to me from many, many countries, from Europe, South America, of course, the United States, Canada, Africa. The book, I'm delighted to say, is either out or will be out now in 46 countries. Right, and they tell me the effect reading this story had on them, and some of those emails I get just break me up with the power of what Lali and Geeta's story is doing in helping people deal with sometimes very, very tragic times in their own lives.
I must say it's been published in 46 countries, including Iran. I know it's in the Iranian bookstores you can get the book, and all over India, which is quite incredible.
Yes, it's been translated into Farsi. How great is that?
What do you think is the secret success of your book?
I think that the story of two young people who found love under the most extraordinary time, and how the hope and the courage that they shared between themselves and with others around them that gave them that ability to go on another day, another week, another month, and my goodness, another year. And that seems to have translated into the story that I've told. And it is that hope as much as the love that people are picking out from the book. I was invited when I was in London in November to go and speak at a men's prison there. And I did. I sat down with 100 very naughty boys, and they wanted to meet with me, and they actually just wanted me to write them a letter, because the small book club they had there in the prison had read the book, and it was changing the way those prisoners wanted to go on and lead their lives when they got discharged. And it was just incredible to sit down with them for nearly 3 hours and just talk to them. And I say, "You've given us hope. If Lali and Geeta can survive their prison, we sure as hell can get out of here and go and have good lives too, and we owe it to them, and we owe it to our families." How amazing is that?
It is amazing. So it seems that the book achieves a goal, many goals in many levels, because it gives people hope, people that are in a difficult situation. But also, I think that it's much easier to learn about the Holocaust when you read the story of individuals, because when you get just big numbers and a general description, you can't relate to it. But you can relate to one person and his personal story.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's so good about it. I know that whenever you write about history, or people recall their own personal experiences and it involves history, there is always some criticism. Some people say, "Well, it wasn't exactly like this, it was just like that." What do you say about that?
Well, I say everybody's perspective on how they survived, be it the Holocaust or any tragedy, that it's very individual. Now, what Lali witnessed and experienced and was part of was very much his story alone. And no two people going through that trauma, that tragedy, will have seen and witnessed it exactly the same. It just could not happen under any circumstances that people could be doing exactly the same thing and seeing the same thing day in, day out, years on end. So I have been very clear that I was fictionalizing and writing not the story of the Holocaust, but just a Holocaust story. And in doing that, and in doing that in a very simple way, I am reaching, and I hadn't intended this. I just wanted this beautiful story written and told. And it's been almost a side effect, a byproduct. The readers are actually latching on to the story behind the story. And you mentioned a little while ago about one man's story. I was privileged to be in Auschwitz, in Krakow and Auschwitz-Birkenau in April last year with a group of students from all around the world who were gathering there for the March of the Living. And I got to speak to a group of young boys and girls from the United States one evening. There was 350, 400 of them. Now, their teachers, their counselors, and their rabbis spoke to me the next day after they'd witnessed the children, or students, I shouldn't call them children, how their reaction to listening to me was so different to what they had been seeing when they'd been spoken to by the guides and the professionals and the people that were with them. And they asked some of them, what was so different? And you hit the nail on the head when you said, and they repeated back to these rabbis and counselors, you talk to us about 6 million of us dying, about 1 million of us here in this place where we're standing. Heather just spoke about one, and we can relate to one.
Heather Morris, I wish you good luck with the book, because I think it's a very important book, especially that it reaches so many people that find out something about the Holocaust, and it opens the eyes, especially where there are so many Holocaust deniers, that you can bring this forward, the story of an individual that went through it and survived.
Yes. Look, thank you so much for giving me this chance to have another chat to you and to let people know that the story about, we'll call them Australian couple who lived here for 50 years, is resonating around the world.
Heather Morris, the author of The Tattooist of Auschwitz, thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.